This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Steve Schindler have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Competition search.
Uh-oh.
Prize is bundles of Roman candles. Bundles of Roman candles. Like that. Back in the days, you shoot them at each other.
Yep.
That was always fun.
Yeah, everybody did that.
Yeah, you don't have to do that, but we're not promoting that.
Mm-mm.
But you're going to get bundles of Roman candles for it. So immediately when you walk in the door today at Midwest Bank, all ages, no matter what age you are, you'll immediately be blindfolded. And then you have 44 seconds to locate Steve Schindler by playing the famous game of Marco Polo. So you'll be blindfolded.
You won't be in the pool.
You won't be in the pool. Yeah, you're going to be in the lobby. And then so Marco, Schindler will respond with Polo. You have 44 seconds to get to him. And if you touch him, or it's right there, if you tag him, then you get the bundle.
He'll be stationary.
He'll be that. So Marco, Polo.
Then you get the bundle.
Get the bundle of Roman candles if you win that. So when you walk in the door, everyone that walks in the door immediately gets blindfolded. Immediately blindfolded.
That's disconcerting.
Yes.
Someone would have to really explain to me what's
going on right there very quickly.
Right,
be blindfolded. Yes. You got to
try to
find Schindler in a Marco Polo.
And he will be stationary.
He can move.
Oh.
No, just like Marco Polo game. You can move.
Oh.
Now he only has the confines of the lobby.
Right.
He can't go back into his office or something like that. You're blindfolded. You're going to run into stuff.
Hurt yourself.
Don't need injuries.
Can't go back behind the tellers.
What's that? He might. That could happen. He might do that. He's a little foxy.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to be creative. Yes.
Why 44 seconds?
What's that? Well, just a number. I think was an acronym. Yeah. Well, it's not too long. You don't want the thing to be extended too long, but you want it to have some excitement right away. And Pork Chop will run the timer when things start. They can time it up and able to go. What are you doing with this little side thing?
He's intrigued.
Yeah.
He's intrigued.
Yeah,
and I won't talk.
I don't
That's
know.
What it is.
Yeah, it's very odd. You've never done that before, ever. So
threw me off. But Marco Polo will be
Marco
a game.
Polo.
Bringing back the old pool game, taking it back to the bank.
To the bank. That'll be fun.
Be fun. Love a good time.
Roman candles.
Yeah. The bank's closed on the 4th. Is there open on Friday?
They're open. Yes. Shin Daddy will be there.
What was that face for? Yeah.
They're open on Friday.
I just saw an evil face that you gave me.
They're open right on there. Friday.
Just search the AM waves. Something might be coming across.
We'll be pirating somewhere.
That's
normal on Monday.
We'll patch you in.
Maybe Boomer Radio would have us on.
Yeah. Possibly.
Can I mention Boomer Radio?
They're in Lincoln.
Yeah, Boomer Radio is on now, and they were playing great music this morning.
I listened to it this morning on the way in, too.
Did you? 106.0?
We listened.
Something.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, competition's well,
I
fine.
I don't think it's we're music. Supposed to mention other...
It's music.
I'm fine with whatever you do.
Okay. It was good. Heard some good songs there. Did some singing.
Yeah, did you hear?
I'm an old soul.
Yeah. I know you are. Yeah, you'll like that station.
I liked it.
It's a life changer
enjoy,
for me.
I enjoy it, yeah.
Because I don't have Sirius like you guys. I can't afford it. You
the $5 a month is very expensive, very pricey.
Yeah, knock that out.
Very pricey. It's one trip to McDonald's.
Yes.
An egg white delight in the coffee.
I don't get egg white delights.
Yeah, I'd love to retire. I can't. My God, Sirius Radio. So I'm kind of up against it.
Got to work a couple more years.
Yeah, I'm kind of up against it here.
Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. As always, 464-5685. Call or text as always. By the way, some cleanup from the first hour.
Oh,
Chris from the Baldwin Shop chimed in with another safety, to compare with Mike Brown. How about Brett Clark, All-American?
Okay.
Yeah, Brett Clark. He's had good. Incredible hair.
Brett Clark was from, Bill?
Oh, I'm drawing a blank on that.
I don't know either. I want to say something like Valparaiso.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You might be accurate
Someone
with that.
Someone confirm with that, please. Yeah.
Brett Clark, where are you from?
Chime in. And also, this is for Bill from OG Les. He says, I hope Bill is happy. Now I have red solo cup stuck in my head. This
red
morning.
Solo cup.
I don't know the song.
It's a good song.
Toby Keith.
I'm sorry, I don't know it, but I'm sure it's good. I like Toby Keith, yeah. For the record.
Alexa, good. Play Red Solo Cup.
By Toby Keith. It'll play. Make it happen.
Somebody's playing right now.
Right now
in
someone's
house.
Kitchen.
Well... You know, Sip loves a good list, loves rankings.
I do, and I love this list.
CBS Sports put out their Big Ten coaching rankings yesterday, and I guess I stop at number three, and I want to pause there, because is Lincoln Riley, now in the Big Ten, still considered a top three coach in the league? He's new to the Big Ten. He's behind, per this list, Ryan Day at Ohio State and Dan Lanning at Oregon. Then it goes to Lincoln Riley, James Franklin, Luke Fickell, Kirk Ferentz, Jonathan Smith, and then Matt Rhule. Of that list, is Lincoln Riley still okay to put at third?
Well,
as
they point out, and you can't, this is the key with Lincoln Riley, and Bill will agree with me. I know how Bill thinks about this stuff. How about four conference titles in 7 years? Yes, right there is all I need to know on Lincoln Riley. Four conference titles in 7 years? When's the last time Nebraska won a conference title?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
The 90s.
I mean, that's... Now, listen, I get the whole defensive discussion with Lincoln Riley, and he's got some pressure on him. A little pressure, right?
I think it's pretty real.
Okay.
Because the interest level drop, it drops remarkably.
I'm glad you said that.
If things go south, there'll be no one at the games. Mm-hmm. No one shows up.
Mm-hmm. No Caleb Williams anymore. No,
nope.
Don't have that. Don't have theirs. So that... There's real pressure right now.
Yeah, they've been abysmal on defense, Jake. But four conference titles in 7 years? Mm-hmm. So I got to put him ahead of a few of those guys. It's tough, though. I mean, I get what you're saying. Fickell at five. I mean, I mentioned it in the first hour. Cincinnati's nosedive since Fickell left illustrates how good Fickell is, right?
Absolutely. He took a non-Power 5 at the time, now it's Power 4, to the playoffs.
Only time it's happened.
Only time it's happened. They beat Notre
good.
Dame. They did an incredible job. So they had top draft picks. Sauce Gardner was like a top 5 pick.
Oh,
he's a corner for them. Top 5 pick.
Fickell, I mean, I don't really dispute the top 5 in this.
Once again, the order of that.
Yeah, do it.
CBS Sports. Ryan Day... First in the Big Ten, followed by Oregon's Dan Lanning, then Lincoln Riley at USC, James Franklin at Penn State, and Luke Fickell at Wisconsin.
Here's what I'd say about Ryan Day. If I were in Ohio State's market, I'd get killed for this. Don't fire him under any circumstances. He's 39-3 in the Big Ten. Okay? He's 39-3 in the Big Ten. That is, you guys know what the Big Ten's about. You know how tough it is. He's 56-8 overall. If I get it, I know what people are going to say. Sipple, if he loses to Michigan again, or if he loses two games.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
Games or 3 games, he's going to get fired, right?
You hear that obviously it's just uncomfortable. I still don't think
stupid. I wouldn't fire.
Yeah, I don't think. I think he's unfireable.
I hope you're right. I don't know if you are.
Can you imagine that, posting that 39-3 conference record and you're let go? And then this year will be, you know, just incredible.
Yeah. If he loses, if he loses a conference game? Yeah. And then what would he be? I mean, 49-4, and he's gonna get fired. Yeah. It'd just be ridiculous.
That'd be insane. Yeah. Was it insane?
Was it Sam the one that wrote it? Is he the one who wrote about
Sam whom?
McEwen, is that
McEwen,
right?
McEwen, though, the World Herald.
Is he the one who wrote the story on the top on the list of I think I saw that when he wrote this, that Ohio State has more top 100 players than the rest of the league.
I did not see that. Oh, that is amazing. That's right. True.
They have more than the rest of the league, the rest of the Big Ten. They've got more.
Why that's interesting is because Oregon and USC and even Penn State and Michigan.
But I know I believe that's who I read it from. It definitely was not my research, but that was one thing that stood out, because we know they've recruited extremely well, which is something that he's, you know, you look at their roster. When you're in charge of your roster and everything's going, he's in charge of everything. And so, obviously, he's doing a great job at that.
Ryan, day one. Dan Lanning, two, as Jake mentioned. Riley, three. Franklin, four. Fickell, five. Rule, eight. The interesting thing about this conference is it's such a good coaching league that Flex 11th and Shiano's 12th. I mean, you know you're in a good league when PJ Flex, all he can get is 11th, and all Shiano can get is 12th. You know you're in a good
those are really good coaches.
Wow.
Yeah. Really good coaches.
Yeah. And you know, Cignetti. 14.
Wait, he's 14. Google me.
Google him.
Better Google him.
He's not going to like that.
Deshaun Foster, dead last, 18th, is a first-time head coach at UCLA. Coach, yeah. Makes sense to put
That's
him
a
there.
Natural, yeah.
Where was David Braun on the list? I didn't see that.
Braun is...
at Northwestern?
Yeah. Braun is low. He is 16th.
16th.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with Braun. I don't know what you do with him.
Yeah.
16th, low, but it's probably correct.
It still was like, I'm amazed at what happened at Northwestern last year. 8-5. 8-5.
Remember what we were predicting?
I thought they'd win 3.
Utter doom.
Yeah,
maybe,
utter
you said
doom.
Maybe 2-10 possibly.
Maybe 2-10, probably what they would end up. Utter doom is what it was going to be. And then all of a sudden everything kind of magically did go their way at the right time, but still, they won 8 games. And when your coach was fired, basically about right now, right? This exact time he got fired.
It was right around early July.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Also, we're freaking out.
Prior to media days.
We're going to set him for 2 weeks. It was announced like on a Friday. And by the time it got to Monday, then all hell had broken loose.
That's when I subscribed to the Chicago Tribune for $27 a month, and I'm still paying.
Still paying for it. But you can't.
That's why I don't have Sirius.
So you don't have Sirius.
Dang, we can get out of that.
I got to get out of it.
We got to help you get out of that. Get a lawyer involved.
Yeah, I went to Wells Fargo the other day and said, "How can I get out of this?" And she just wrote down a number on a slip of paper, said, "Here, call this." this list is fascinating to me. Even Brett Bielema at 10th. I mean, Bielema has three Big Ten titles
in a row,
three straight.
He can get is 10th.
At 10th.
He's coached three Big Ten title teams. All he can get is 10.
And he had Illinois. They were close to having a chance of winning the division a couple years ago. Yeah. 2 years ago?
Right. Yes. They 2022.
Yeah. 2022. They nearly won the division.
Yeah. No, he was 5-7. He's only had one winning season there. Yeah. So that's why he's probably 10th. Jed Fish is 9th. He's only had one winning season. Seems high for Fish.
A little high. Had one great year.
Yeah, one great year, and he parlayed it. So there you go.
There's the list.
It's interesting to me. These lists are really interesting.
You love lists. You love rankings. Love all that stuff. By the way, Brett Clark, Nebraska City. That's where he's from.
Okay.
Not Valparaiso, but Nebraska City.
I agree with you.
It was a confident guess from Sip. It makes sense to agree with him.
Brett Clark, Mike Brown. Yeah, those guys were. So Brett Clark was an All-American. That must have been in the 80s.
I think you're correct.
It was Lincoln, late 80s. I think he played for the Falcons. Did he go to the Falcons?
Did. Good call. That's right. Era. Clark, Mentor, Brown. Those are the guys you would probably. Man, I hope I'm not missing somebody in there.
And the Bullocks is Daniel Bullocks. And Josh. Both
well, one good. Of them had 10 interceptions in
that
one
was,
year.
That was Josh. Yeah. That was Josh Bullocks.
Josh Bullocks had 10 interceptions in a single season. Yep. That's an extreme number.
It's pretty good. 10.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you're not hungry, Sip, because you ate a bunch of donuts and muffins out there. But in case you are hungry.
You ate a lot.
You can go to Early Bird. It's got all sorts of great options. They've got breakfast, lunch, and brunch with classic diner options like breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, but also new stuff like cinnamon roll pancakes, breakfast appetizers like the hash holes, and delicious brunch cocktails. That's right. Adult brunch cocktails.
Mimosa.
19th and K, Early Bird Lincoln, also in Omaha and Iowa, the locations. And they're open tomorrow on the 4th
Tomorrow's
of July.
A great day to stop by. And then just let them know. The ticket when you walk in.
They're open tomorrow.
They're open tomorrow. From 6:30 to 2:30 every day. 6:30 to 2:30.
They're open on the 4th of July?
Breakfast places are hard to find. And this is one that's a nondescript, which means it's a very unique. There's one of them here in town.
One.
And their menu is ridiculous. Cool. Remember, they have the breakfast nachos. We can go tomorrow morning. As a team.
Not tomorrow morning, but if we ever have something to celebrate. I don't know what that would be.
What would that be?
Your birthday yesterday. Gone.
No, like if
I see there's zero chance of us ever getting together for any sort of, hey, let's all get together tonight and celebrate this deal.
We wouldn't get together at night. We'd get together in the morning at Early Bird.
But we'd never celebrate anything together ever.
Well, what about Milestone Show? Yeah. Something like that.
We did go to Arnold's Tavern once with Josh.
With Josh.
Celebrate him leaving.
A milestone show we could do.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
We got to start counting up the shows, which we're at for numbers here.
The parking is also incredible.
That's critical.
And it's free.
And free parking.
All right, now you've got my attention.
Whip in there, I can say like that. Then you can,
free parking.
Like I said, it's everything you want in a diner. It's a diner feel for it, too. And I told you about the personal hospitality we got trying to help some people out in Omaha. I just called up Jamie and just handled it. It was just done.
Jamie Burrows, who you're talking about.
Yeah, you're talking leading, to.
Yeah.
You're talking to get a chance to talk former Husker football.
Yeah.
And then also with, hey, what's going on with the Bengals? What's your brother Joe up to today? I got a little OTA. He's got a little practice starting.
Talk supernovas.
Yeah, talk supernovas. Yeah, exactly.
Talk everything.
Yeah. Hey, he'll patch you through to Jimmy. Yep. Talk to his dad.
Yep.
Talk
Jimmy Burrow.
Yeah, talk to his dad. He was.
Talk about Mississippi.
Yeah, talking about from Mississippi. Talk about Jamie grew up in Iowa.
Yeah,
when he was at when Jimmy was at Iowa State.
And who was the other brother? You got to get this, Bill.
Dan.
God, Bill, he's the best.
Dan
was a pretty good player.
Dan's a good player. I coached him here. Dan was a big part of in my recruitment of Joe to LSU. I was talking to Dan quite often.
Dan Burrow.
I was talking to him. I remember walking around. at Eastern Arizona Junior College, walking around the campus. I didn't go in to see the coach yet because I was on the phone with Dan Burrow for about 45 minutes trying to arrange this, try to get his brother Joe to LSU.
Joe, Dan, and Jamie are brothers, Jake. Have you put this together?
Yes, pretty good group of brothers, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
And they're good dudes.
All three played Division I football.
Jamie was an incredible interview back in the day. He was a middle linebacker, so you talked to him a lot, kind of the coach of the defense. And Jamie was an incredible interview. I mean, very insightful, very friendly.
And now he's got Early Bird, 19th and K in Lincoln, three locations in Omaha.
The Bird!
Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.